welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Pye, herbalist and doula, and here we talk about all things herbal, pregnancy, delivery, postpartum, and beyond. Today, we're going to be talking about what doulas do, and I'm going to be speaking pretty broadly today, and I'll try to summarize with a little bit of what I specifically do, but especially for this first part, I am not speaking for all doulas. Midwifery care, we talked a little bit about this in our last episode. It's midwives are a little better known, and their care is very similar across the board with prenatal delivery and postnatal visits. It's a very medical health assessment centered, whereas doulas aren't regulated in the same way. So it's important to make sure that your doula will take on the tasks or play the part that you're wanting them to. I'll do an episode later on, and I'll offer suggestions on the kind of questions to ask your doula to give you an idea when you're hiring them or visiting with them. Just give you an idea of how they operate and if they are the kind of doula that you want in your space, because there's no shame in saying, hey, we don't click. We don't have the same kind of vision for my birth. And this is why I offer free consults. I believe most doulas do. I've never run across someone who doesn't. And that's important because it gives you a chance to make sure you do vibe with the client. You need to kind of make sure that you're on the same wavelength. If you're not, then there's going to be a big clash on the day of, and it's such an intimate time. So it's so important to make sure that you are well matched. So again, this is why for this first bit especially, I'm going to be speaking very broadly, and I cannot guarantee that your doula will be able to provide all of these things to you. And on the other hand, they may go above and beyond these things, and this may be too simple of an explanation. But for those of you who have never ever heard of a doula, this gives you somewhere to start and give you kind of a frame of reference for how to start placing the role, the task of a doula in your mind. It gives you somewhere to informationally. So there are several benefits to having a doula. One is emotional support. Doulas provide continuous emotional support throughout pregnancy, childbirth, and the postpartum period. They offer a calming presence and reassurance, which can reduce anxiety and help women feel more confident and supported. I myself have always been somebody that you can text at any point in pregnancy, and especially in that last month, in those last weeks, just in the middle of the night. I'm the person that you can call if you're worried, is this something I should really be getting a hold of the midwife for? Midwives often take on many more clients at once. A doula is going to have a lot more attention to give to you specifically. And so if you call me at 2 a.m. and you're like, hey, I'm not sure, I think I might have broken my water, I think this might be a bloody show, we can help you to sort of navigate some of those things, not taking the place of your midwife, mind you, not giving any final medical say, but just being an extra pair of ears, another person there who can give you some examples, who can give you some guidance, and let you know when things seem like they are probably on track and very normal. It's again suggestions. It's just giving guidance. It's being there beside you in this process and being another person that you can call. And most women find a lot of comfort in that. Number two, information and education. Doulas are knowledgeable about pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care. They can provide evidence-based information and help women make informed decisions about their care. Doulas can also help women understand and navigate the sometimes complex healthcare system. I can't tell you how overwhelming it is, and maybe you already know, to be lying in a hospital bed and there are some things happening on the monitor that you don't understand, and a doctor comes in and says, hey, if this continues, we may need to consider a C-section. And if that's definitely something you were hoping to avoid, that can be really overwhelming. For one, you don't really understand what's going on that monitor. You don't understand why it means that you may need a C-section. And there's that thought in the back of your mind that's screaming at you, is there something I can do to change that outcome? Is there something I can do to help in this scenario? And oftentimes the answer is yes, or at least to some degree. If there's, you know, if baby's not happy with your position, sometimes it's as simple as a little change of movement, getting rolled onto the other side or getting on hands and knees. And sometimes doctors just don't have the time to sit there and explain these things. And that's just a big bummer about the way that our medical system is built, the way that it's set up. Midwives often do have more time for that kind of explanation and catered care, but a lot of times your OBGYN will not. And so a doula can be especially important in this situation to act as a translator, to explain what that monitor means. When that's happening, what does this mean for you? What does it mean for baby? What are some things we can do to hopefully change this outcome so that when you get through that process, whether you still end up in an inevitable C-section or if you are able to have that vaginal birth that you were perhaps really hoping for, that you feel like you were still in control the whole way, that you don't feel like things happened out of nowhere and that it all just, you know, hit the fan and you had no idea what was going on or why. Physical comfort is number three. Doulas offer various comfort measures during labor, such as positioning changes, relaxation techniques, massage, and breathing exercises. They can also help partners or a support person learn how to provide physical support to a laboring woman. This is sometimes one of my favorite parts, especially when the partner, if it's dad, is often wanting to be involved, and often there's just this confusion, this I'm not sure what to do, but I very much want to help. And one of my favorite things is getting to see their face light up when they do their first hip squeeze, and there's just this relief on mama's face, and she's like, oh, that feels so good. And just the glee that that partners, especially dads, often feel when they're like, oh, I'm helping. I'm able to do something here, and I'm not just standing in the corner feeling very confused. And obviously that's speaking in very broad terms. Not all partners, not all situations are going to be like that, but it is common. And it's one of my favorite parts is being able to support other birthing support persons in the room to help to the best of their ability as well. Doulas are advocates to some degree. This is something that I feel like we throw out there and then don't explain. So advocate, absolutely. What you want in your birth is what I want you to have in your birth. I often compare doulas to wedding planners. If I'm a wedding planner, I'm not going to try and give you the wedding of my dreams. I'm going to try and give you the wedding of your dreams. It's not about my favorite colors. It's about your favorites, your favorite flowers, your favorite, your guests at the wedding, your favorite table arrangements, right? It really has little to nothing to do with my preferences. So it's one of those things where as an advocate, absolutely, I'm rooting for you. I want you to have the birth of your dreams. Standing in the way of a medical provider from doing their job, though, no. That is not something that doulas do, or at least it's not something that doulas should ever do. It is not my job to get in the way of a medical task being performed by a medical professional. So, of course, this is part of making sure that you have a provider who aligns with your goals and making sure that you have that. I always offer an appointment with my clients where I sit down with them and their provider and make sure we're all on the same page. If you do not want a routine episiotomy and that's very important to you, then that is something we are absolutely going to make very clear. And a lot of times anymore, providers are going to go, oh, well, yeah, we don't try to do those routinely anymore, but you never know. And having those things spoken out in the open, make sure to get them out of the way, means that in the end, we are less likely to run into those problems. And then there are, of course, ways I can step in as far as to say, you do remember that this is something that is in her birth plan. She specified she did not want this thing, right? I can alert you to the situation. I cannot get in the way of a medical task being performed. And so I feel like that's something I go out of my way to make very clear with my clients, because sometimes I think that they want to see me as this shield, as another coat of armor that they're wearing in labor. Nothing can happen to me if my doula is there, and my doula will prevent them from performing XYZ things. And that is not the case. So as long as we're on the same page there, then we're golden. Number five, reduced medical interventions. Research has shown that having a doula present during childbirth can lead to reduced rates of medical interventions, such as cesarean sections, vacuum or forceps deliveries, and use of pain medications. Doulas can help women cope with pain and discomfort and provide non-medical strategies for managing labor. ACOG actually updated their terms to recommend a doula for these very reasons. Doulas are absolutely a very powerful part of the team. And we're beginning to fully understand that now in the research. I mean, I'd like to think that I've understood that for a while, but research is backing that up finally, right? Number six, postpartum support. Doulas continue to provide support after the birth, helping women adjust to the challenges of caring for a newborn. They can offer guidance on breastfeeding, newborn care, and emotional well-being. Having a doula can reduce feelings of isolation and provide a sense of community and support during the postpartum period. And I feel like this is such an underappreciated part of what doulas can offer, because it's all about the labor. That's always the huge focus. But also having that companion by your side to help you in those tender first days of transitioning to postpartum and having this new person to care for, I think is absolutely, it's one of my favorite parts of my job. And it's just not as spoken about, I guess. It's not as thought about. Number seven, positive birth experience. Overall, the presence of a doula can contribute to a more positive birth experience, and women who have a doula often report feeling more satisfied with their birth, having a greater sense of empowerment, and experiencing lower levels of postpartum depression and anxiety. And this is, for me, also part of where I love to bring my herbs in to help support mothers during that tender transitioning time to postpartum, trying to, I make teas and things that are often so supportive during that very tender transition as far as hormones go, physical, how am I trying to say this? There's so much going on with your body. The 9 months of hormones that have risen are crashing in just three, and you are going through such a massive change physically, mentally. There's a bunch of things going on in your brain that you're not even aware of. And it's such a tender time. And I love using herbs to support that time. And I love being that person there that you can lean on, a shoulder to cry on. I love listening to moms and helping them to navigate a lot of these things that can feel really scary and make them feel very vulnerable. And sometimes they're not comfortable speaking to a mom or sister about these things, or even a friend. I love being that neutral party there that they can count on to help them navigate some of these changes. And with that, I am way past over my time, and so I won't actually be speaking much about my own appointments today or what I offer. I'll have to save that for a future episode. So until next time, thank you for joining me.